The High Court has handed down a decision that reflects our changing attitudes to marriage and gender relations. In a unanimous decision, the seven judges dismissed the principle that couples are, quote, always of one mind and therefore cannot conspire. As law professor Ali Loughman from the University of Sydney told Damien Carrick, the case in question involved a young married couple who were planning a terrorist attack.
They're a married couple who were engaged in planning a terrorist offence that was intended to take place on New Year's Eve 2015.
This was 18-year-old Alo Bridget Namoa and her then-husband, 18-year-old Sameh Bader. These 18-year-olds, I think they dubbed themselves the Islamic Bonnie and Clyde.
That's right, and they were not successful in carrying out the terrorist attack, but they were charged with conspiring to do acts of preparation for a terrorist offence. And that's an offence under the Commonwealth Criminal Code.
And what in particular was Namoa, the young woman, found to have done to constitute a conspiracy?
So she was found to have agreed with her then husband that he would commit these terrorist attacks and to have encouraged him to do so. There was evidence, I think, of text messages and other communications between the couple in the lead up to the planned attack.
So in 2019, this pair are sentenced. I think Bader gets 4 years jail and Namoa gets 3 years jail and 9 months. She appealed and her case went all the way to the High Court. What was the basis of this appeal? It's kind of a curious argument.
Yes, she argues that because she and Bader were married at the time of the agreement to commit the terrorist act, that she could not be guilty of a conspiracy because as a married couple, she was arguing that they were not two parties, as is required for the offence of conspiracy, that our spouses alone cannot commit conspiracy.
And she relies, or her lawyers rely on really old Canadian and New Zealand cases. Is that right?
That's right. And also old common law. So the jurisprudence cited by her lawyers with some Canadian and New Zealand decisions from the 1950s, but actually there's even older cases and discussion in the common law dating back many centuries to this idea that spouses cannot alone be convicted of conspiracy.
The High Court heard this argument and just, no, they dismissed it, didn't they?
So they found that there was no incorporation of this old idea of spousal privilege into the Commonwealth Code, into the statutory provision under which the Namoa and her husband had been convicted. And as a result of finding that, they didn't have to find or say anything about whether or not this old idea about spousal privilege had existed in the common law and if it had gone away already. But they weren't giving any credence to this argument by Namoa's lawyers.
Primarily because of the statutory code.
That's right, exactly. But I think there's in the judgment to say that, you know, this is a very old idea that is outmoded. And of course, there's other decisions on similar issues of spousal privilege that should suggest that the courts are recognising that these ideas no longer have any currency in the contemporary context.
That's Ali Loughman, Professor Ali Loughman, criminal law expert, speaking there with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about that case and discussion between Ali and Damien on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN or anytime as a podcast.